How long did it take you to move up the ranks at Greyhound?
After I worked as a baggage clerk for about 2 years, I believe, the clerks protested to the union. We became union. We were not union at first, just the upper workers, upper class of workers were in the union. We baggage clerks were not in the union. So after about 2 years, 3 years, something like that, we became union members, and we got reclassification. They classified us as baggage and express clerks, which means that we wrote express way bills, and we handle express, and we handle the cash for collecting express. And so I worked as a baggage and express clerk for a while. I would say, let's see, it was probably 5 or 6 years. Yeah, about that length of time.
What was the name of the union that you guys joined?
Amalgamated Transit Union. Okay. And so working as a baggage and express clerk for about 5 years, 6 years, I don't have this time down exact, but I was promoted to a ticket and information clerk.
What was unique about that position?
Well, it was a higher position than working as baggage and express, where I had to wear work clothes, get dirty. Moving up to ticket and information clerk, I wore my dress trousers, white shirt, and tie, so it was clean.
Were there any other African Americans who had the same job as you?
No, I was the first African American that worked in the as a ticket and information clerk. Prior to my getting this position, there had been openings in their ticket and information before, and they always fill those positions with white clerks. One time, the last time this office was filled before I became employed in that office, the Greyhound ran an ad in the newspaper. It said, "Wanted, white ticket and information clerk." So, so they were very prejudiced. I don't know whether you, well, everybody was in the corporate together, Greyhound along with the system. So I told a black baggage clerk that I worked with, I mean, I saw this happening. I knew it wasn't right. And I wondered and pondered it for a long time what I could do about it. So I told him, I says, the next time that there's a position in that office, I'm going to apply for it. I'm going to get that position. And I'm sure about this, he never told me, but he went and told the white supervisor what I said. I was prepared, you know, mentally, to attack this position, but when this position came up, this particular supervisor came to me and he told me, he says, EJ, I want you to know, there's going to be an opening in the ticket office. I want to know, do you want to apply for it? And I said, yes. And then he did tell me that he'd always felt bad about not asking me that, but, you know, due to the way things were going, that was the way it operated. He's a white person telling me this, but at least he did come to me And he pulled me aside, told me about it before he advertised the opening. And so that's how I, that's what happened. That's what occurred during this time of my moving up to ticket and information clerk.